Good morning and welcome to Community Morning Prayers at Scargill. My name is Sarah, for those who don't know me, and I'm part of community here. Everything you need will be on the screen, and as you, the song I just played was Jesus is Calling by Crowder. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the night that has passed, the day ahead. We come with expectant hearts this day for all that you will do in our lives. We come with excited hearts as we go into the first day of Summerfest 1. Let us know that you are near each of us as we face new challenges, meet new people, spend time with you, and get to know you better. We open our hearts and minds on this new day and all that it may hold. We pray. We hear your heartbeat of love this day. Amen. So at the moment, the community are looking at different encounters with Jesus and within the Gospel of Matthew. And today I am reading Matthew 4, verses 18 to 22. Jesus calls his first disciples. As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, called Peter, and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come, follow me," said Jesus, "and I will send you out to fish for people." At once they left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, preparing their nets. Jesus called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Oh, sorry. Not quite used to clicking on. Getting better though, I hope. So this is just my short reflection on this passage. I really like this passage because Jesus doesn't seek out the educated, the rich, or influential people. He seeks out ordinary, hardworking folks like ourselves. He's looking for you and he's looking for me, which just is amazing. And I can only imagine how bowled over bowled over by Jesus' presence, Peter, Andrew, James, and John must have felt as they didn't think twice. They just gave up their livelihoods. They walked away from their families and home comforts because Jesus said, "Come, follow me, and I will send you out to fish for people," which for fishermen probably didn't make much sense, but they just knew that he was the real deal. And the four young men followed Jesus, and a few words spoken by the Son of God changed their lives forever. So let's take some time to pray into wherever you are in your journeys with Jesus, whether you're a long-time supporter, a short-time supporter, or even undecided. That's fine. It's your path to follow. Just remember that Jesus will keep calling you, as all he wants is for us to follow him so we know his love, kindness, and grace. So I'm going to leave a little time of silence, and then there's some prayer pointers too, but you might have your own, so you don't need to stick to them. I'll play a song shortly, and then once the song has finished, it will be time for breakfast downstairs, or please do continue reflections in chapel.